But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And the horn sounds. The Edmonton Oilers are going to hand the Bruins their first regulation loss on home ice since Black Friday. Your final tonight, Oilers 4 and the Bruins nothing.
It's a fun hockey team.
What's going on? What's happened to these guys?
I honestly don't know, Keith.
That's why we have an expert on.
It's why we have the Razor on every week.
That's right.
On a Bruins Thursday, Andrew Raycroft of Nesson. He joins us here, brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know. When your drains don't flow, Razor, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. I figured instead of talking Bruins and save me from that, we could just talk about what time it is in Canada across all the different provinces.
How did I do?
I would like to know.
How did I do, Razor?
15 minutes that way.
How did I do? I think I did pretty good, didn't I?
Yeah, you seem like you know it.
I know the Maritimes.
Yeah, you're all over it. And actually, we could debate, or I have an argument that says that Boston should actually be on Atlantic Standard Time, like PEI in Nova Scotia, because we're so far east, we have no sunlight, and it would actually help our daylight savings issues. So if we went on Atlantic Time, it would be we'd be ahead of an hour ahead of New York, and we'd be smarter than them.
So I do like that idea until you get into things like Monday Night Football starting at 10 o'clock. That seems like it would be late.
No, it'd start earlier.
No, you're right.
Come on, Jones. You were doing so well. No, it would start later.
I just knew what time it was there. Now I'm trying to think about what time it would be here. Yeah, Monday Night Football at 9?
That's a problem.
That is. Yeah, 9:30 even by the time it gets.
And we start earlier?
Right. Oh, boy.
Just another quick one to distract from the Bruins is Newfoundland's a half an hour. Another half an hour ahead. Then that's why they're newfies, because it's an hour and a half ahead.
That's outrageous. So a half hour difference? Now you're going to do the math in your head?
Keith, that's why they're goofy newfies. They don't do anything right there, Razor.
I can't figure that out.
No.
It's too much.
That's wild, huh?
Okay.
Well, thanks for coming on, Razor. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, and by the way, I was going to say, welcome to America. I don't know if you realize all of Canada is going to be part of America soon. So welcome that front.
Yes, it is.
What is wrong with the Bruins? What's going on with the Bruins, Razor? Because it's 5 straight losses and 6 out of 7, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a tough go from out of the holidays where everyone was feeling very good about it. And the reality, you know, they played 2 really good road games last week and lost both of them 2-1, but everything was fine. And then you realize what happens in the NHL when you don't win games you're supposed to, like those 2-1 games. You don't score, you don't find a way, it starts to snowball on you, and that's where they're at here on the schedule. So a couple reasons. I think we're really seeing how important Hampus Lindholm is to this team. I think you're able to survive without him for 4 weeks, but I think the depth of the defense over on the left side is catching up. The ability to put him on a power play and his ability to create offense. Don't forget, he was the hero before David was the hero in Game 7 last year, scoring a goal late, jumping into rushes. So I think we're missing him is a problem, and then the power play. I just keep going to this power play. It is getting to the point where you're not even excited when they have a power play opportunity right now. Like and I don't mean us, I mean like the team themselves are like, you can see the stress when the power play has to jump over the boards, and whether it's the shorthanded goal the other night or going up against an Edmonton Oilers team who you know their power play is going to score at some point and not being able to match it, it's really hurting them.
Now, we heard fire Don Sweeney chants at the Garden in the game against Edmonton. I've kind of defend him. Like, I'm not saying it's a perfect roster by any means, but it seems like most fans are saying, oh, this roster is garbage. Like, what is Joe Sacco supposed to do? I look at the players on there. I feel like it's decent to good players just underachieving. Where do you come down? Like, to me, this is clearly a playoff roster, or am I wrong?
Yeah, I'm with you 100%, Keith. I get the sense there's a little bit of the Patriots carry the water in this town, right? And I feel like because of what's gone on down there this season, it's carried over a little bit into the other teams, the negativity. And And similar to, it's like either the coach or it's the roster. And because the Bruins fired their coach already, it has to be the roster. And I agree. I think going into this year, they added the top centerman in the free agent pool. They added the top left-handed defenseman, two things they needed vitally. And they assumed that they were going to at least get half as much as they did from the guys who had career years last year. And none of that's happened. I can't imagine I don't see how the power play clipping at 11%, which is the lowest in franchise history, if it ends the season today, how that's on Don Sweeney. Like the players are out there. There's a guy that scored 60 goals in this league out in that power play, and it's not clicking. So I agree with you. Of course, it's throughout the whole organization. When you lose games like that on home ice, no one's happy. But I don't go directly to that.
Well, but here's where I would say it's on Sweeney. I didn't mind the roster he put together in the offseason either. I'm with Keith and you on that. I thought they upgraded from a year ago, so I'm fine with that. But when it's clearly not working and the power play's operating at, I didn't realize this, potentially a franchise worst 11%, and we're not talking about, the Columbus Blue Jackets history or something like that. We're talking about a long history. What you can do is fix it. Like, you have to look at it and say, either, well, everybody's going to level out, they're going to regress to the mean, or this isn't working, I got to do something about it. So that's where I would blame Sweeney. Now you got to do something about it.
Yeah, and we're getting to the point in the NHL calendar where those deals start getting made. That starts to ramp up. Typically through the holidays, you'll get a couple deals right before the holiday of just clearing things out, and you're going to start seeing some movement. Now, the issue is, especially in the Eastern Conference, everyone feels like they have a chance to get in the playoffs. And how that shakes out, who are the actual sellers, who's actually willing to make moves for players that can help a power play, that kind of remains to be seen. But I think once we get through the mom's trip, the moms are on the trip this weekend, I think you open up movement between now and the Four Nations break.
How dicey could the next three games be? Tampa Bay, Florida, Tampa Bay again.
Sorry, what was that?
I was just saying how dicey could, I mean, you're riding a five-game losing streak as it is, and you got Tampa Bay twice and Florida over the next three games.
Yeah, you can't lose eight in a row in this league. You lose eight in a row, and you get to a week from now with no more points in the standing. Someone else in the league is going to have three, four, five. A few teams are going to have three, four, five more points a week from now in the standing. So you can't let it happen. I think, again, it's a weird random thing, but having the moms on this trip couldn't have come at a better time to change the energy, to give you a little bit of positivity at this time of the year in this part of the schedule. So you hope you get a bump there. And listen, like I said, they did play pretty good hockey last week. They didn't play great the last couple of games, giving up too many goals, but they had it going pretty good against the Washington Capitals team. And they just have to get back to that and find a way this weekend to grab points.
You have any good mom's trip stories? Do these hockey moms get after it a little bit or what?
Oh, yeah, they're nuts. So unfortunately, my mom didn't get to go. My dad went three times. And as you can imagine, the dads, they're knuckleheads. Like they get together and it's just, you don't know where they're sleeping. You're worried about where they are in the morning. And, I'm getting up like, did my dad make it home? Like, was he okay? Did the road swallow him up? But the moms are way more fun because they become best friends instantly. Right? Like they're all best friends, I'm sure, at dinner last night, and they're telling stories about their kids. They're so proud. And the Chardonnay starts flying and it gets hilarious. So it'll be fun to see them on the road for sure. It really is the best weekend as a pro, like as an NHLer. Like I remember those weekends so vividly to have them around.
So maybe it's a stupid question. They're at everything on this trip. Like they're out with you guys. They're going to like morning skates and stuff, or do they have like free time where all the moms are running wild around whatever city you're in, Tampa in this case?
No, I'm sure they had a full, like for me, when we went, we'd have a big dinner. Everyone would be together and you'd tell a little story about your dad at the meal and build that camaraderie. And then of course everyone would, the dads would go find somewhere to hang out all night. And then, yeah, come to pregame skate. They get on the bus with you and they're all wearing the jerseys and they get a real insight into what their sons are doing on a daily basis. So yeah, it's full on. they'll be in the mix all day long today. It's really cool.
Oh, interesting. I forgot to ask you about Fabian Lysell last week when he made his debut. Obviously, he got sent back down, but we saw him for one game. What did you think of that game, and do you think we'll see him again anytime soon?
Yeah, I do. This is a perfect part of development. So a couple plays, and you know, another really good job by the organization on a family part of it is that his family was all here for the holidays. So they were here for Christmas. His sister, his parents, his friends from Sweden were here. So very easy for them to all see his first game. It was a perfect time to have him called up. Again, one of those important things, especially the European guys, a lot of times their family can't get over here unless you give them time. In this situation, he had his parents there. So he gets to see the NHL for the first time. His family's here for it, but he also gets to really recognize what the pace is. You can play exhibition games. You can play preseason games. You can play in the minors, but until you actually play in a National Hockey League game, you don't really know. So now he knows. Now he has a little bit of a carrot dangling, and there's no question we're going to see him back here. I would guess maybe not sooner than later, meaning next week, but this time, at some point this season.
I got an idea, Razor, for and you got your dad's trip, you got your mom's trip. You tell me how you think this would go. Billet sister trip. How do you think that trip would go?
I'm not touching that one. No.
Yeah, the old Billet sister trip. That's Andrew Raycroft, the Razor. You can check him out on Nesson. He joins us every Bruins Thursday. Razor, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much.
Awesome, guys. Stay warm. Have a good weekend.
All right. Okay. Thank you.